I don't think I could survive without a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I mean, take a look at where we are now. If you can't laugh, you're going to take a bath, right?
Laughing at Trump is going to get us through.
Oh, huh? My God. Yeah. What a, Saturday Night Live.
What a buffoon he is.
I know.
Anyway, how would you summarize your ethical philosophy?
My ethical philosophy.
Yeah, you know, it's not morality, it's ethics, huh?
Personally, you know, I think my ethics are I don't know, the golden rule, you know, do unto others as you would try and do unto yourself, you know, have compassion for people.
Yeah.
I understand that 2/3 of the planet lives on less than $2 a day or something like that, that we live in a horribly skewed universe, you have an obligation to try and move through your life creating as little negative destruction as possible, you know, and connecting with people in a friendly and compassionate and, you know, loving and humorous or whatever way. And if you happen to be a cultural worker or an artist or whatever, you have an obligation to try and really respect the language and the word, you know, and to create things that whether they're horrible or wonderful, but that they contribute to the culture.
Do you think that your books, because they oppose what's called progress, quote unquote, in some of your books, they oppose to progress. Is that an ethical stand that you're taking about progress?
Well, you know, progress is an abstract word. What is progress? Is progress to listen to Chief Seattle, you know, make a speech about how one should relate to the earth, you know? Mm-hmm. Or is progress, building Donald Trump towers all over the planet, you know? Progress, as it's defined, growth for the sake of growth, which I think Ed Abbey said is the ideology of the cancer cell.
Yeah.
Climax capitalism is obviously going to destroy the planet.
Yeah. What is climax capitalism?
Climax capitalism is globalization. It's just the all-out exploitation of resources for profit that has led to the situation where we talk about the 1% and the 99%, right? Uh-huh. There's something like 200 people who control half the wealth of the planet.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary. So what we are calling progress, you know, I don't see as progress at all. I mean,